Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news and the research so you don't have to. I am Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do you think is going to happen in Furiosa?
A Mad Max saga.
That's true. They are calling it, which is interesting to call it a saga. Can one movie be a saga?
Well, I think the other four plus one, five.
That's a saga.
That's a saga.
Yeah, fair.
Why, though? They're so unrelated.
Yeah. That's a saga.
That's a saga. I feel like a saga is less related than if they are related.
He's right. I'll give him that.
Anyway.
A saga is more a saga if they're not related than if they are related.
Yeah.
You know, then a Skywalker saga, I guess.
Yeah, but that's
no relations. Fucking,
you seen that last movie? They fucked that up, dude. They fucked that up so
they
bad.
They messed it up bad.
So it is kind of unrelated in the end.
Have there been many other sagas in film?
Alien saga?
Yeah, that's a saga. They're not, they are related.
Yeah, but they don't really line up anymore.
They have much like the Mad Max saga where it's just like, hey, he has the same characters in a similar situation.
Well, the awesome thing about this one, I guess straight off the bat, and something that people want us to talk about, and we're giving them that to them. In the trailer, it's like 45 years after the collapse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The collapse happens in between Mad Max 1 and 2?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
On the cold the freeway, maybe?
Yeah, well, I mean, it depends on what the collapse is.
So it's like 45 years after the collapse.
Yeah.
So it happens between Mad Max 1 and 2. Now
the collapse happens between Mad Max 1
and 2. Now, Max ain't young.
No.
In 1 or 2.
No.
Yet in
Fury Road.
Furiosa, a little bit older than she currently is.
Yeah.
This one.
But I kind of,
Max,
I kind of,
a young boy.
It's so funny because I think it's so unnecessary to give 100%. Any dates in these movies. Like,
and I like
for me, what I love about it is it's just like every movie, I mean, the Mad Max one specifically, it's like, here's a fucked up town.
Yeah.
Mad Max is here. The town's fucked up. Mad Max goes. That rocks.
Well, I think the 45 years after the collapse is good because it just puts a random timestamp that means nothing.
It is, yeah, very funny.
And it's like, all right, this is when the collapse was. And I did see that there was some filming for this was done.
On the Calder Freeway?
No. Fuck, what's it called? There's like, I think it's in rural Victoria. There's like a couple of.
Hume? The Hume?
No, it wasn't on a road. There's a couple of towns that are so full of historic Australian buildings that they're often used as a filming location if they need to set anything in the past.
Glen Rowan? Gundagai?
No.
On the road to?
The road to?
Gundagai?
Bonnie Doon?
I don't think it's any of these. I don't think you're going to know the name.
Michael.
I visited once and got a pie. That's how I know about it. I went there with my family, and my dad said, did you know this town was used for filming a bunch of movies? I was like, oh. And then I saw it on Twitter. They were like, hey, this is where we filmed a lot of
Wagga
Furiosa.
Wagga?
No, not Wagga Wagga.
Albury.
No.
Wodonga. Sale.
No.
Maui?
No. Amphitheater. No. I just wanted to join in saying Australian towns.
Kaya.
No.
Geelong?
Geelong. Wait, it's the city of Melbourne.
Canberra.
That's what I meant. Canberra.
Parliament House.
Parliament House. Yes. No, I forget that. But what that tells me is that at least some of it's going to be filmed in like a...
Not a desert.
Yeah, basically like where Mad Max 1 was. Where in Mad Max 1, it was like, it's just towns. Everything's pretty normal. It's just like dystopic rather than apocalyptic.
Yeah, because he's a cop.
Yeah, he's part of the... I forget what it's called. They're like cops, but they're like on the edge. I mean, cops are already fucked, but these are like on the edge fucked cops shooting people with shotguns willy-nilly.
And that
I
was
guess
like,
just like regular cops.
Yeah.
It's like, and that was like what, made what, in the 80s?
Yeah.
Cops were worse, the same?
Cops, I think, have always been very bad.
There's not really ever been a time where cops are good.
They were more openly racist in the 80s. Now they're still just as racist, but they try and pretend they're not.
Yeah. I feel like it was in the 80s where you got, or maybe this was like the 90s, where you got like police officers who were like, hey, there's a lot of corruption in the police force. And the rest of the police officers were like, he's gone insane. Put him in an asylum for 20 years or whatever.
Yeah, I think it was the 80s.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Australia.
Yeah.
I think it was like the New South Wales cops. Mm. And then we had like a lot of good Aussie drama came out of it.
New South Wales police are still the most fucked police in Australia.
Yes.
They're real bad.
Yeah. Well, Mad Max, you know, he's only a police officer for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then
his friend gets hit by a truck.
His wife and kid.
Sorry, his wife and kid.
Is your wife and kid not your friends?
No.
Goose is in a car that explodes.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then...
And that, what's the guy who...
He's the bad like, guy? Yeah, Toe Cutter.
Toe Cutter. Mm. Is he toe... Cause, do they say Toe Cutter wants his toe back? Or his thumb back? Because doesn't he get like his finger stuck
toe
in the car?
Toe Cutter want his thumb back.
It's something like that where he gets... One of the bad guys in it gets his finger stuck in the car and Mad Max peels away and tears the finger off and then they track him down and they're like... It's like a classic line where they're like... X, whatever his name is, wants his toe back, or it's probably his finger. It's probably doesn't have his toe stuck in the grill.
Although if Toe Cutter wants his toe back, I mean, why would he have his toe in the grill?
If his name's Toe Cutter, he's cutting toes. Not
yeah,
his
I know, which
cut.
Makes it kind of like, you know, almost ironic that he got his toe got, you know, ripped
surely
off.
It's not his toe.
Toe Cutter wants his thumb back.
And
also
it's not Toe Cutter in my mind. It's like not this because this is a Teletubby. Tinky Winky.
Po? Is it Po?
No, it's like a name like Tinky Winky where the line's like, Tinky Winky wants his toe back or something. Anyway.
I will try and find out. And is it definitely in the first Mad Max? Because I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Whilst I love the idea of the Mad Max movies, I've only seen one.
And it's Fury Road.
Oh, yeah. I've only seen Fury Road, I mean.
You got to know what? Two's great.
I know two's
good. Two's really good. For me, it probably goes Fury Road 2, 3-1. Yeah.
So it is Toe Cutter.
It is Toe Cutter, and he wants his finger back?
In Mad Max 1.
Does he want it? Who wants their finger back?
I don't know, dude.
God damn it.
That there is Kundalini, and Kundalini wants his hand back.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Kundalini's kind of like Tinky Winky, in a way.
In a way.
Well, I'm glad we resolved that. But yeah, I love the Mad Max franchise. I'm a huge Mad Max head, and I forget it until, like, Fury Road is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
And then watching this trailer, I was like, oh my God, why have I not been watching Fury Road like every fucking day since it came out? What am I doing? I'm so happy to be back.
Watch,
you know?
Fury Road again. I might do that this. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I might do it tonight.
Do it, man.
I forgot about this awesome line from Goose in the first one. Mm. Jimmy the Goose, larger than life and twice as ugly.
You know that I think there's like rumors or maybe some evidence that the bad guy in Mad Max 2 was meant to be Goose.
Yeah.
Because he's got a faceplate on and he's got Goose's like famous gun or whatever. Mm. But his face is really
burnt.
Isn't
it the same actor?
Yeah, it's the same actor. His face is really burnt and Goose died in a fire in the first one, but that is never resolved, so it's unclear whether or not it was true. And then Mad Max
Toe Cutter and Immortan Joe were the same actor.
Yeah, that's true. But not the same guy.
Not the same guy. Yeah, Toe Cutter dead, Immortan Joe Immortan, but then dead.
But then
he's back in Furiosa because it's a prequel.
Yeah, yeah.
Different actor though. Because real life guy also now dead.
That makes sense. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I think what's great about the Mad, especially Fury Road, is how much, you know, movies these days. I was complaining about this with Loki, right?
Mm-hmm.
Loki just tells you everything.
Mm-hmm.
They just sit you down for four episodes and are like,
hey, brother, you sit your fucking ass down.
Here's how the machines work. This is what we got to do to fix the machines. This is what you are, Loki. This is what I am. But in Mad Max Fury Road, they're like, hey, all of the, like, scholar guys are covered in words because they don't have paper, clearly. So if you want to write something down, you got to tattoo it on a guy. They don't ever say that, but you're like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah,
and Max doesn't say, hey, I'm Max, I'm doing this. He says,
bleh. Yeah, he says, I think he does say my name is Max. Isn't that how it opens?
No,
Max. Oh, yeah. Max. My name is Max.
The opening of the film is him taking a piss, isn't it?
Yeah, I was. How does he say? He says, like, my name's Max, my world is fire and blood? Or does he say, and then man reduced to a single instinct, survive.
Yep.
Then he crushes a lizard and eats it.
Yeah.
That rocks.
He's getting chased.
Yeah, it's so
fucking
cool.
He's like, oh no,
cool.
War Boys, and that's it.
War Boys are fucking spraying paint directly into their mouths.
They gotta die victorious.
Oh, what a lovely day.
What does he say? He's like, I gotta die something on the Fury Road. Die fantastic on the Fury Road. God, it rocks. What a movie.
Mm. What's it called? Something in Chrome? Black
Shiny and Chrome.
Yeah.
Shiny and Chrome,
shiny
dude.
And chrome,
Mad
dude.
Max is a fucking IV drip on the front of the car.
Yeah. Because
all of the war boys are dying. Because they're so. This, fuck, it's good.
Max spends the whole movie pissed off.
Yeah. And in a big fucking metal saw trap on his head.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's so pissed off when he's stuck to the front of the car with that. He's like,
a tattoo is a blood type on him.
Yeah. Road Warrior is tattooed in his back, too. Fuck, it's cool. Furiosa just seems like more of the same.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't be more excited for this
movie. Chris Hemsworth has a fucking crazy prosthetic nose.
Yeah. Something to do. A funny mustache. He's got a cape and a chariot pulled by motorbikes.
His cape looks very like Thor-esque. Yeah. And I'm just like, all right, come in.
Anya Taylor-Joy has two arms for a bit, but only one, so she clearly loses the arm.
I was going to be like, a bit of BS. Is I reckon we're going to see where she... Oh, yeah, we do. Whatever. Good.
And I reckon knowing Mad Max, she'll probably lose her arm. Run over by a motorbike.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll get caught in the gears. It will be unpleasant however it happens.
It's like, between two cars, like they'll reach over and maybe grab someone and then just...
Someone could just cut it off with a big sword. Who knows?
Yeah. That's true.
A sword made out of a bit of motor.
I really love something that it only took the third watch of that trailer to notice, but when Chris Hemsworth he's got like the little microphone, he says lady and gentlemen's.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I noticed that straight away.
I don't know if that's because Furiosa is the only woman in that like war band at the time, but
They also just talk fucked up and
or if it's that. I mean, fucking Immortan Joe has a Nokia as one of the badges on his his sort of like
In the first Mad Max, you can't tell what the fuck anyone's saying because the sound mixing's fucked because it was made for about $30.
Fuck. Do you think we're going to get to visit? So I don't know if you remember this about Fury Road, but there's like three towns.
There's the one where Immortan Joe is. Then there's gasoline some shit.
Is it called just Gas Town maybe?
Yeah. And then there's the green place, right?
Because there's the three guys that Max has to kill. There's like Immortan Joe, the bullet farmer.
Yeah.
Who's that guy that loses his eyes and then just starts shooting.
Yeah.
The bullet farmer. And then there's like the gas guy. I forget what his name is. But they each have like a town in the like tri thing area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a shot of maybe Gas Town in the... in the trailer, so
yeah,
I wonder,
with all the fire.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll end up going to one of the other big cities.
Because Furiosa, when we meet them in Fury Road, they're just working for Immortan Joe.
Yeah, they're
right?
like his like best general, basically.
Yeah,
I think.
And it's like they're there. So what does that mean?
Well, I actually, because I needed, I haven't watched Fury Road again, but I was like, I'm going to read the comics because I know that after Fury Road came out, the comics came out, and in that, the story, because there's a Furiosa prequel comic, and it's that she was maybe gonna be one of Immortan Joe's wives.
Yeah.
Mm. But then for some reason, instead, she's a general. It's unclear of how that happened. And so she worked her way up to be like his main enforcer. Mm-hmm. So I think by being like, his main general, she's like leading war boy parties and stuff like that.
Yeah. Why does she betray Immortan Joe in the movie? I can't remember.
Well, because the wives, she doesn't like the sort of...
Oh, yeah, that he's fucked.
Yeah.
She's like, I work for him, but he's fucked. And
I'm guessing, like, where they go to, where is it Megan Gale?
But I think that's where Furiosa's from originally.
That's where she's from originally, right? Mm. So I'm guessing it's we're going to see her getting taken from that.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Well, I don't know how the trailer opens.
I don't know if the comics are canon, but in that, it's like Furiosa is the god of the wives, and the wives are like, hey, you're a piece of shit. You're complicit in this or whatever, and she's like... She has like this tantrum, which I think people at the time were like, this is fucked. But actually in the comic, it kind of makes sense. She's basically like, do you know how tough it is out there? It's awesome that you're one of Immortan Joe's wives. And then later on, she's like, oh, that was fucked up. I said that. Let's get you out of there. And then they flee together, and that's Fury Road.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because in Fury Road, she's getting the wives out, right? Yeah, that's right.
But so in the comic, she's like meant to be their like god, I guess, or their whatever it is. So I guess, I don't know if that's how it's going to end. That's the thing I think is interesting about this too, is that if it's just a prequel and they don't have any flashes to like the consequences of Fury Road, it will end sad.
Yeah.
With Furiosa working for the bad guy.
That's how this movie, you know.
Or is it we're going to see maybe like Furiosa trying her damnedest to be good, but like everything just not working, but her not being caught for it?
Here is my big swing. Yeah. I reckon Immortan Joe dies at the end of this. I reckon they're just like,
who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They just go full, who fucking cares? It's just this story.
That rocks. I mean, like people say this about the Mad Max franchises, like it's bad to think of it as like a
just watch continuity. Each movie individually. Yeah.
Think of it as like a story somebody's telling around a wasteland campfire. Yeah, me too. I think that'd be awesome.
Why not? Go ham with it.
Fuck it. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, I've read this thing, I think it was by somebody on Twitter, I don't fucking know, where they were like, world building is so damaging to a story. If you want to read about how a world works, read a history book. Mm. You know what I mean?
It works bad.
Yeah, if you want continuity, that's can sometimes get in the way of just telling a good story. So I think Mad Max is proof of that. Mm. Who cares?
Yeah.
Don't have Max doesn't exist in this version. Whatever. It's yeah. just yeah. the story of Furioso. Who gives a fuck? Yeah. yeah.
Like Mad Max 1, like the difference between like Mad Max 1 and then not Furioso, but even like Thunderdome.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're like, wow.
You're like, how did
things went weird?
Mad Max 1 where he's just like a guy yeah. and there's like houses and like a yeah. beach and shit that he goes to. Yeah. And then in Thunderdome where it opens with him in a car pulled by like 8 camels or something. He finds a bunch of kids that have grown up in a little like lagoon who are the survivors of a mm-hmm. plane crash, mm-hmm. I think.
It's like, which one's Master Blast? That's
Thunderdome, that's yeah. Thunderdome, yeah. Who runs Barter Town?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's Master Blast. Yeah, yeah, it's yeah, Master. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Blaster's just like a car, I guess. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Because yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, like I've read like a little bit about like the Mad Max thing. And it's just like it all just sounds just crazy and insane, and like everyone is like almost like a little self-contained story.
Yeah,
who cares what came before it?
Absolutely,
who cares what comes after it? Shut up,
it doesn't matter. I think grow even up. in Mad Max 2, in which is I think Road Warrior maybe. Mm-hmm. There's a character called the Pilot that he meets, and then in Thunderdome he meets that guy again, and it's the same guy, same actor, and he's a pilot,
mm.
but they do not recognize each other, and it's like they're meeting each other for the first time.
Well, even like in Fury Road, yeah. Max is remembering when his wife and son died,
yeah.
but in Mad Max it's a wife and daughter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah exactly. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I guess this is like, yeah, if it goes back to like, you know, Saga, the interconnected or whatever, it's like, is it just people being like, oh yeah, this story about
it's
this
like
person.
Zelda.
Yeah, exactly.
Are we, you know, these are like, we think this kind of happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Like fill in the blanks.
There's like
or
one.
Or the fucking Bible. That happens.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
fucking Bible's that. Every fucking gospel from cunts that are meant to be there. Totally different. Mark's like, yeah, he probably didn't do any miracles. And when we nailed him to the cross, he stayed dead. And then John, fucking getting high on his own supply big time. He's like, he did like 17 miracles and brought a guy back from the dead. And then.
And he was my best friend. And I had a motorbike and a cool leather jacket.
I love when you read about like stuff in the Bible where they're like, oh, these two passages are just the same passage, but separated by like multiple chapters. Yeah. It's like, we just put it in twice. I was watching a very interesting video where they're talking about, you know, the word Elohim, it's in the Bible mm-hmm. occasionally. Yeah. And it's meant to be like, these are the sons of the angels. And, yes. and mankind. And somebody was basically being like, who, what? Who were these guys? And they're like, basically, it's Hercules. So basically, what he thinks is that during when they were trying to sell the Bible to people, yeah. they had to incorporate some of the religion that was already there. So they were like, well, yeah, okay, Hercules is real.
I think I've read some of this stuff as well and watched some stuff where it's just kind of like, you got to imagine back then when they were like, this was a startup religion.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And people being like, well, I worship all these other dudes, and I like them, and they're great. Are they included?
Yes. Yeah, big time.
Yes, they are.
I think it's in the Bible, but there's a passage that, like, alludes to the fact, and this is fucked.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much you have to read into it for this to be, like, a thing that people actually think. I just kind of remember it from high school. There's a part where Jesus meets Buddha.
Is it...
That's awesome.
Great.
Like, well, that, I can't remember where me. It happens or what's going on, and I'm assuming they keep it pretty vague. Yeah. It's like, yeah, that's Buddha.
Well, I think in the video I watched, he talks about how if you go back and you look at where the Bible's been edited, there were clearly earlier versions where there were just multiple different gods. Like, there wasn't one god. Yeah. There was, like, a bunch of fucking guys.
Yeah, well, even, like, is it the first commandment? Which is, like, you should not have
other don't
gods
have any other gods than me.
Like, well, that just implies there's more gods.
There are other gods.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, well.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
a bit jealous.
You're saying it.
I mean, fucking, the Holy Trinity is confusing in that sense, too. Because, like, you have to be like, oh, there's three. There's God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. But also, they're the same because there's only one god.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they're all gods. Gods.
They're all God, but there is only one God.
Yeah.
And he's all three of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It should just be the Holy One. Yeah. Which I guess they say, oh, Holy One. So that makes sense.
Oh, that's true. That makes, that checks out.
Because, you know, you had a lot of monotheistic religions. Duoistic? No. Polytheist. Yeah, okay.
Polytheist. Yeah. Oh, I see what you mean.
You had like a lot of like religions with like multiple gods, and then this one's being like, no, this is the one.
This is the one guy.
And so I guess you got to try to sell it. Like, what do you mean one? Well, he's three.
What about Hercules, brother?
Oh, he's there. Yeah, he's Buddha's too. There too. They're just not gods.
Yeah. So I guess
they're powerful.
They are strong.
They're very,
very strong.
I think wise.
The Elohim. It is the Elohim, right?
I don't know.
Whatever it is, I think they're also described as being quite tall. Like they're like Hercules is real, dude, and he's huge.
So like call it Samson stuff as well.
Yeah, I think Samson falls into that category because it's something like the original translation of Elohim just means like hero.
Demigod
it means hero, basically.
I know we've covered this so many times, but it is so funny that like the Bible is obviously like, yeah, I'm gonna live my life, but every person in it is fucked.
Oh yeah.
Hey, if you love me, kill your son.
What? Just kidding.
Kill that goat instead.
Oh, so you do want something to die.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
You better not ever kill an animal in sacrifice to me. I killed an animal in sacrifice to you. Actually, top G move. Don't kill your brother. God's crazy.
Come in your brother's, your dead brother's wife.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'm a pull out. Motherfucker. I was watching
you're
and I hated that.
Now.
Hey, Noah,
how
brother, you're going to lead the slaves out of Egypt.
Yeah.
That's, no, not Noah, fucking
Moses.
Moses. Yeah. You're going to lead the slaves out of Egypt. Fuck yeah, dude, that sounds awesome. You're wandering around the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. Yeah. You start to be like, maybe I fucked up. I heard that.
Yeah.
Now you are going to die before you find salvation, but everyone else will still be free.
Oh, don't worry, though. Everyone's going to have enough bread and fish.
Hey, God. Some children were making fun of me because I'm bald. Can you send a bear at them?
I would love to, dude.
Hi, I'm Jesus Christ, and I would really like a fig.
I am out of figs. Tis not the season.
It's winter, Jesus. I'm so sorry. I can't grow figs. Well, okay. Fuck you. I'm setting you on fire and cursing you so you'll never bear figs again, bitch.
Jesus, I think it's funny that you're carrying the crucifix. Hey, I'm cursing you to walk forever the earth and never die. Hey, when you said you're forgiving everyone on the cross, does that include me? No.
It's awesome.
They do not know what they do. Forgive them all.
Except
that
him.
Not that guy.
He thought it was funny.
Fucking that guy right in his eye.
Don't let him ever die. His life should be eternal torture.
You're forgiving the people that literally killed you.
Yeah. You were so mean, dude.
What the hell?
You were so rude.
Is it also... Yeah, it's in the Bible when there's enough... Like, they're like, all right, there's too many guys on the crosses.
Yeah.
Crowd... You get to pick one.
We're going to let someone go. The guy who says he's the king of God, was it Barabbas?
Yeah,
they're like, what'd he do? Murder him.
Let him go.
We want Barabbas. He's got a cool name you can say.
Hey, did you see my dick, son, while I was sleeping on the ark?
Maybe.
Your bloodline will be slaves forever. Anyway, go tend to the horses.
But we're going to make a delicious
ham?
Also, deli meat after you.
Yeah.
Motherfucker's name's Ham.
Motherfucker's name was Ham.
No one
dude.
Names his son Ham.
No one names their kids Ham anymore.
Yeah, that's so sad, man.
It's good that the interpretation is like, maybe he saw his dad's dick, or maybe he jerked his dad off.
Whatever reason, people are pissed off. It made Noah angry, dude. Whatever was happening on that.
I also like that anyone.
Did you just see my dick? No, I swear. Did you just jerk me off?
No,
I didn't. What?
Ham, you're fucked.
Servants forever. Oh, I hate when dad's handing out curses.
But also, like, it just seems like anyone could curse anyone, and anyone could be cursed at any time.
I think that's your bloodline's good. That's your bloodline.
Even like the fucking Tower of Babel story is so funny. Hey, everyone on Earth, people have bonded. They're working together.
We're getting to heaven.
We're getting to heaven.
We're building this big tower because we understand each other.
We've figured out language, and we're building this big tower. God's like, fuck you. No, you're not. Blows up the tower, splits everyone apart. It's like, you also speak different languages.
What happened? Cat?
What's that? Ants are building the tower at my door.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Send them down. Oh, God.
Is God pissed off when you learn another language?
Yeah.
You learn French, is he like, it's happening again?
I reckon everyone that's bilingual is going to hell.
Yeah, like, I reckon. Oh, we don't talk about it, but it's common, dude.
The fuckers that can speak, like, you know, like a bunch of
polyglot
language.
Or whatever. Yeah,
yeah. There he's all.
Oh, I'm scared.
He's looking down from heaven. Better not be building a tower. He could.
Every tower we build, is he scared of?
Oh, yeah. Every time, like, the next biggest building in the world gets built.
In Abu Dhabi, they're like, we're building the world's tallest tower.
God's every single floor will have a different language, and then we're going to learn.
Oh, fuck. You don't want to see what I do to you next. It's so funny with the Curse of Ham that they would have just had to hang out on the boat after that. He's like, your bloodline will be slaves forever. And then, like, they got to eat dinner that night.
Well, Ham, I guess, is making dinner.
Yeah, yeah. Like, hey, why is Ham making dinner?
I cursed him
because he saw my dick. This boat is huge. It's like 40 cubits long or whatever, but it's not long enough.
Also, I need to distance myself from Noah. He's going
through. I'm pretty sure Noah's also, the reason it happens is because Noah's blackout drunk.
Yeah,
isn't he?
It is.
Oh,
yeah.
He falls asleep
with his dick out.
Yeah. Bible's awesome.
It's just like, and then people being like, I hate human beings because I read this book.
Yeah.
Did you fucking read the book? It's fucked up in there. Certain marriages should be a sin and you're going to hell.
You know, how many languages do you know? You know?
Just like...
It's like the ramblings of a madman.
Have you seen your dad's dick before? Guess what, motherfucker?
Curse a ham, bitch.
Thou shalt not see your own dad's penis.
As Moses was walking down with the Ten Commandments, that was the 11th commandment. He was like, am I going to say
I'm
that
I'm probably
one?
Going to leave that one off.
That
slate looks like it's got one more in it.
No, it's the Ten Commandments.
But can I just say, like, actually, like, let's avoid looking at dad's dick. Not a commandment,
it's unrelated.
What, my dad or your dad?
Just like anyone's dad.
Yeah, just avoid dad's dicks.
Yeah, anyway, God didn't say that because, like, that would be crazy.
Yeah, that would
like,
be a weird thing. I think that if God said that, you would respect him less. So I'm leaving that one off. Don't fuck your neighbor.
I'm saying it.
Yeah.
Well, I respect you less. Well, that might have to be...
Maybe that's the best.
Okay. Yeah. And coming in my dead brother's wife, good?
Yeah. I think that's awesome. Yeah, yeah. But don't come on the ground.
Oh, yeah,
if
that's
you
right,
spill
yeah.
seed, dude.
Dude. Yeah. Oh, you
what about my dead brother's wife's titties?
You can... No. I don't know about that. I think it's going to go in a pussy.
Yeah.
Can't go in an asshole.
That's
all my kinks.
Yeah, sorry, man. Yeah,
this sucks.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Well...
So yeah, the Bible's a saga too, because none of it makes sense and it doesn't line up.
It is very funny though, you must admit.
It is so funny.
It's
funny because it's a really dry read as well.
It's
but
not
like
fun
when
to,
you
yeah.
you're reading it, like this is boring, but then you take one step back, you're like, hang on a second.
You're like, wait a second, this is hilarious.
Why are they writing letters to the Corinthians?
Yeah. No, it's so fucking many.
So many.
So many letters to the
probably
goddamn
didn't need to fucking put them in there. Who cares?
Any letters back from the Corinthians? Like, Corinthians ever reply?
He's like a dear editor.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Another letter. The Corinthians are just burning them all. Yeah. Stop
what
writing.
What are they asking now? Oh my God. They complaining about. Yeah.
Don't need this.
Hey, if all this talk of Furiosa has got you excited to go back to watch Mad Max Fury Road, but, it's not on your streaming service of choice, but you've checked Australia Netflix and it's there because it's our national film.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, damn, wish
we
I could access
that
it.
Instead of a flag, dude.
Well, let me introduce you to our good friends at NordVPN, who will fix this problem for you.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And you're probably asking, what is a VPN?
I am.
Well, a VPN stands for a virtual private network, and it's a service that protects your internet connection and privacy online. VPNs create an encrypted tunnel for your data, protect your online identity by hiding your IP address, and allow you to use public Wi-Fi spots safely.
Ah.
It also lets you change your virtual location, which is why it helps you right now watch our national film, Fury Road.
You say, hey, I'm not a California man. Mm. I'm a Queensland man.
Yeah. I love being north.
I'm Johnny Tasmania. And
what's
the internet
that?
Says, hell yeah, enjoy the movie.
You think I'm currently in London? No, thank you. thank you. Wrong. I am in Adelaide.
Yes, I'm on the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me watch Owl, because I, of course, am Australian. National film. And then I'm... when you press play, you got to get up and you got to stand.
Yeah. Yeah. Salute the whole time.
But you got to remember that the Australian salute's different to the American salute. Look
true.
Up the difference. I'm not joking. I don't respect any salute. Anyway, and you're probably wondering how NordVPN can come in handy there. Well, NordVPN lets you watch sporting events, TV shows, and films that aren't available in your region by switching a virtual location to a country that's showing the event, like we just said.
Oh, yeah.
And well, it's probably going to cost a lot of money, right?
Wrong.
Yeah, so yeah.
You would be an idiot if you thought that. But luckily you don't, because NordVPN is the price of a cup of coffee a month.
Nothing, baby.
That's literally nothing.
That's literally no money at all, basically.
Coffee is basically just fancy dirt.
It is.
Yeah.
For one dirt a month,
oh, yeah,
you get NordVPN and then you can watch Mad Max. That's all.
Dirt is everywhere.
It's free, dude.
And it also protects your data whilst using public Wi-Fi, so you can browse away.
Oh, baby.
And look, if this sounds really good to you, and I know it does.
It does.
You can grab our huge discount off a NordVPN plan. Go to NordVPN.com/baseless. Our code will give you an extra 4 months on a 2-year plan. There's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. The link is in the episode description box. That's good stuff.
Do it right now.
Yeah.
So I guess once again, go to NordVPN.com/baseless. That's BASELESS.
And we'll see you in your virtual location.
Yeah. Welcome to Australia, baby.
Anyway, do you reckon any plague's going to happen in
Furiosa?
Like a locust firstborn?
I don't know.
A plague wouldn't be super out of the question. So it's going to be interesting because I know that this means nothing for Mad Max. Mm. And I mean, I've already said that I think that this ending is going to contradict everything we've seen in Fury Road. And people get angry about it because they've seen 4 movies in their entire life.
Yes. Yeah,
Ant-Man 1 to 3 and Fury Road. And Furiosa is their fifth film.
What a marathon that would make.
Yeah.
I hope they do go like, Killer Morton Joe.
Yeah, me too. I think that would
just
be awesome.
Just do something like whatever.
Yeah. And just to kind of like, who cares?
Yeah.
And because it'll just be one of those, an extra like, hey, Marvelification of it all, shut up. We don't need it.
We don't need it
in everything.
It'd be kind of a statement, to be honest.
Yeah. And then if people need to bridge the gap, because Killing a Morton Joe is not easy, but it's like a good way to go because
it's very obviously not.
It's obviously like, who cares? But then also if people really need it to make sense. They're like, well, I guess someone else took the mantle.
I guess that's
how he begins the myth of how he becomes immortal.
That's how he becomes
maybe
immortal.
Maybe that is because there was a rumor that Chris Hemsworth was playing a Morton Joe.
Okay.
But him and a Morton Joe have a scene in the trailer where they're face to face.
Yeah.
But I mean, if a Morton Joe dies, then Chris Hemsworth becomes the newer Morton Joe.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Do we think
maybe that's why the nose is covering up.
He's hiding his big shots.
So I don't like this bleaker bond.
Do you think that this movie is going to, because like most of what we see in the trailer is like a Fury Road situation.
Yeah.
It's like a car fight, basically. And Fury Road is mostly a car fight.
Yeah.
A fucking awesome one.
Yeah. Fury Road's plot is basically driving from A to B and then back to A.
Then
right?
B to A. Yeah.
He's just doing one big Yui.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's awesome. Well, because, and that kind of plays into like the ending of this is, because like at the end of Fury Road, they're like, we're going to the green place and it's fucking shit now. There's nothing there. Remember? Yeah. Like it's not green anymore.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
They pass through that place where there's all those people on stilts, which is fucking an awesome scene. And I think that is the green place. That's the implication.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they can't go back. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
the movie can't end on that resolution. It can't end with, we got back
we
to
actually
the green.
Got the
green.
Yeah.
It can't happen.
And George Miller, I feel like, isn't going to do something like
that.
I know he made Happy Feet 1 and Happy Feet 2.
But isn't there
Babe.
Also a thing where they're like, do you want to make Happy Feet 3? And he's like, I would rather shoot myself with a gun. Like, legitimately. I think that's almost a quote.
It was like, I made those so I can make these.
Yeah, something like that.
It's good when Fury Road stuff comes out because you get directors coming out. It's not like the MCU thing where when you ask directors to weigh in on Fury Road, they always say they're not like, I don't care about superheroes. Yeah. You get stuff like
Soderbergh or something?
Yeah, Soderbergh, which who says, I just watched Mad Max Fury Road again last week, and I tell you, I couldn't direct 30 seconds of that. I'd put a gun in my mouth. I don't understand how George Miller does that. I really don't. And it's my job to understand it. I don't understand two things. I don't understand how they're still not shooting that film, and I don't understand how hundreds of people aren't dead.
That's awesome.
Like, I remember back when Fury Road came out, I think it was like Hardy and that were like, on set, we had no idea. We were getting mad. We were getting mad. Like, they were getting cut and being like, we just didn't really see the vision of what was happening. And then he's like, and then we saw it and we're like, I take everything back. It's a masterpiece. This is beautiful. Everything they did makes sense now. I don't care. It's great.
Oh, that good job, so George much. Miller. That rocks so much.
Yeah. And then, like,
we had grueling hours and all this kind of stuff. We hated it. Blah, blah, blah. It was worth it.
He goes on to say, like, I can almost see how it's kind of possible until the polecat sequence, then I just give up.
Completely demoralized. He's like, what the fuck, man?
How I know it's 11, and that's pretty crazy, but I don't know what the fuck they've done here.
How to, like, demoralize and, like, kill other directors in this one simple movie.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, it's like destroyed him as a person, basically. He's like, the scripts are great, the performances are great, the ideas are great. George Miller, he's exceptional. I met him once for about 30 seconds at a Directors Guild Award in Los Angeles the year Fury Road came out. But you don't want to say that stuff to somebody's face. It's embarrassing.
That's awesome.
This guy's incredible. He's like master of the craft. Yeah. It's like he really renovated everything, reinvented everything. It's just like, I would never say this. No, thank you.
It's too embarrassing to say that to his face. Oh, that's so funny.
Soderbergh's made like 30 movies, and he's just like, yep.
I could never.
Could never. I'd kill myself.
And also, isn't Fury Road's plot, I don't know if this is, I think this is true, that it was written on like a back of a postcard on like a 12-hour flight that George Miller did. Back in, like, just after Thunderdome would come out, I think, on a flight, he's like, oh, this is an idea for a movie, and then they finally made it when Fury Road was released. So, like, it's...
Why did he take so long, do we know?
I think that Fury Road may have been...
kind of quietly in production.
Oh, well, okay, that's something that did... So, I mean, obviously, when he had the idea originally, which was in 1987, the film spent many years in development hell before pre-production officially began in, and this is not the year you're going to expect to hear, 1998.
Whoa.
Just a reminder, Fury Road came out in 2015.
That's crazy.
So it was in it started pre-production 17 years before it was released. Attempts to shoot the film in the 2000s were delayed for numerous reasons, including... So, obviously, Mel Gibson being a sack of shit. Yeah, that's an obvious one. But that's like mid to late 2000s.
Yeah.
Prior to that, things that got in the way. The Iraq War. 9/11.
That makes sense.
Okay.
That would stop you making Fury Road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then he bails on the movie for a bit, makes a Happy Feet, then comes back to the movie. Announces in 2009 that film is going to begin at the start of 2011.
Yeah.
Hardy's cast. Principal photography then gets delayed a whole bunch more. Starts filming in 2012. Wraps in 2013. And then more stuff's filmed at the end of 2013.
Okay. So, I mean, like, in terms of the actual production time. Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
Well, I guess, it is, I guess, a simple story, which is why I really like it as well.
Yeah,
it's very much like, you don't have to reinvent anything.
No.
Your plot, look, it makes sense. It can make sense.
Absolutely.
It just can make sense. You know, it's A, B, and back to B, A. You know?
Everybody gets a very nice arc in it.
Mad Max starts off going through a time hole, putting babies in microwaves.
Exactly. You understand.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply.
See site for details.
Emotionally, where everyone begins, where everyone ends. Yeah. Everybody ends in a different place to where they started.
Yeah.
It's great. Exactly. It's a very good movie. I remember people in the back in the day being like, it's got no plot. It's got no characters.
It's got great plot.
That's
it's got
insane.
Great
it's just very concise. That's all.
There's a wrestler in the film, Nathan Jones, playing Rictus Erectus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a great one.
Angus Samson's back.
I hope Angus Samson. Yes, I got a baby brother.
He's playing the organic mechanic.
Yes, the organic mechanic. That rocks. And I love isn't that guy. That's great kind of quiet, subtle world building too, where they're like, well, a mechanic is far more important to us than a doctor. Mm-hmm. So we're thinking of everything in terms of, I sort of think as well.
Oh, he's playing the same character.
Yeah, well, yeah, he would be.
Makes sense.
I sort of think as well, somewhere on Twitter.
Same age, older, who cares?
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Where, you know, the war boys do this. I don't know if you remember. They do this symbol.
Like they're like, it's a motor.
It's
right?
an engine. That's so cool. Yeah. That's so cool. This movie, even if this movie is like Furiosa is taken from the Green Place as a child, she goes to Immortan Joe's capital. I forget what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
There, it's horrible because I think it's going to be. I think also these movies are very dark. Like they're very upsetting. So I think that's going to be upsetting. Then maybe, you know, when she's like Anya Taylor-Joy, it's like an escape attempt or something. If that's all the movie is, I'll be so happy. Like, that's enough.
Yeah.
I kind of like just want escape more attempt of the same, you know?
That is like, you know, even if it's an escape attempt that doesn't, of course, doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like, even if they do, like, you know, it's a connection. It's like 100%. Yeah, it's all, it kind of makes sense logically, whatever. And if it's like, okay, cool. Yep. She did an escape attempt and she like bungles it completely. Yeah. But then maybe like Chris Hemsworth is the only one that kind of knows that she tried to escape. While she's like, well, if I just shoot you in the head, and then I can go back to Immortan Joe and be like, he was going to betray us.
Yeah.
Who's he going to believe, me or you? Because you're dead.
Yeah, 100%. You're right. Chris Hemsworth's character. Do we have a name for him?
Warlord Dementus. Oh. Also, Rictus Erectus. He's the guy in Fury Road as well.
Oh, there you go.
He is Joe's large, muscular, low IQ son.
To quote the cast. But yeah, I reckon the movie will primarily be about Furiosa getting revenge on the guy who kidnapped her rather than Immortan Joe. So it'll be revenge on Dementus.
I forgot that in Fury Road, Zoe Kravitz is in it playing a character called Toast.
Yeah. I was reading about why she's called Toast. Mm. Originally, all of the wives just had a descriptor.
Yeah.
But there was, I think, a guy on set who dressed like a cowboy who was nicknamed... I think that he's dressed like a cowboy. And he was nicknamed Toast because he loved French toast. And Zoe Kravitz really liked him. She was like enamored with this guy. I think this is the story. And then one day, George Miller came to her and was like, hey, what would you like your character to be named?
Yeah.
Or like, how would you like to refer to each other? And she was like, call me Toast, I think. And then George Miller came up to her later and was like, canonically, your character is Toast the Knowing. And Zoe Kravitz was like, I'm so touched by that. This is a story you've had since 1990-whatever, and you're happily changing it because I love this man who loves French toast so much. So now I'm Toast the Knowing. It's something like that anyway.
The cast?
The names are awesome. It's so funny to compare the future names of, like, Hunger Games, where it's like Plankus or whatever.
Plankus, cornhole, corn anus or whatever.
Yeah, to the Mad Max where everybody's just got bonkers names.
Katniss is not too bad.
Yeah.
Peter's
pretty bad.
Stupid.
Peter sounds like...
Gale, normal. Gale could be a Mad Max.
I was going to say, Peter sounds just kind of like a Scandinavian take on Peter.
Yeah.
You
know, oh, yeah, that's
not
true.
That even, if that isn't the case
that might
currently,
already,
you know
that
what
might
I
be
mean?
What you say, yeah.
But like, corn anus.
Yeah. Whatever the rest
Tigress.
Of them are named,
all the names are fucked in Hunger Games. Yeah. Why am I even looking at it?
You're just upsetting yourself, dude.
Although Caesar Flickerman, good name.
Okay, that's all right. Flickerman does the job, dude.
Volmina.
Awful. Get some Mad Max names up there, dude.
The Dag.
Auntie Entity. That's one of the characters.
Capable. The Slit.
Awesome.
Miss Giddy, the Valkyrie, Keeper of the Seeds.
Great.
All good names.
Dwarf Warrior, obviously.
Love the Dwarf Warrior. Will we get Dwarf Warrior in this?
I don't think so. I think that would lean in a bit too much for George Miller.
Yes, true.
In the Hunger Games, there's someone called Festus Creed and Urban Canville.
Urban.
Urban's a pretty bad name. Festus, though. Because it kind of sounds like Festy, which I like.
Yeah.
It's crazy that George Miller's pushing 80.
Mm. That is
He's
crazy.
He's 78.
Yeah, what the fuck? What are the big sort of set pieces, the big...
Well, it seems like she goes up against Hemsworth.
Yeah.
That's what, like, it seems to be what we're seeing.
Yes. Yeah.
And so it's either going to be...
Oh, who, unless they make a Morton Joe good in this.
I was going to say, because who is a Morton Joe going to be, like, the leader of one of the towns, or is it going to be where maybe a Morton Joe rises?
It could be. I don't know.
It could just be Joe in this.
Yeah, yeah.
Or could this be...
Good Mad Max name.
Yeah.
Oh, Max's name's Max.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
Joe, pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, I think...
Joe and Max, that's a thing, isn't it?
I don't know.
Joe and Max. Max and Joe. One's a big cartoon rabbit. LucasArts game, maybe?
Joe and Max?
I don't think it's Joe.
No, that's Max. It's something in Max. The Sam and Max.
Sam and Max, yeah.
What's Joe and Max?
I don't think it's anything.
Joe and Max.
It's like something in Max. Isn't that one with Philip Seymour Hoffman? It's an acclamation thing.
I don't know. Oh, Lucy and Max or something?
Mary and Max.
Mary Max.
This Harvey Crumpet. The sad story of a clay man getting testicular cancer.
Yeah.
You thinking of that?
Yeah, I'm thinking of Harvey Crumpet.
Yeah, you must be thinking of Harvey Crumpet.
Oh, that makes sense.
Could it be something where, like, a Morton Joe is not, maybe he's a good guy. Maybe he's, like, not a big piece of shit, or at least he's hiding that he's a big piece of shit, and they're going up against Dementus. And this is where they form that alliance. Mm. And then, like, Furiosa inadvertently kind of creates a Morton Joe, makes him, like, you know, rise to power.
Okay.
And then in doing so, he accidentally creates that monster.
Mm, could be, like, could be that, like, by killing Dementus at the end of the movie, she's left a vacuum that a Morton Joe could enter. Could also be a thing where Dementus is, like, one of Morton Joe's, or his current general.
Yeah.
Mm. And then when she kills him, maybe it's, like, a bit scary, like, oh, fuck, I've killed his general. I'm going to be in trouble now. Mm. Maybe I'll be killed or whatever. And he's like, hey, that was some sick fucking road warrioring. Mm. You're going to take his place now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like something like that.
Still think they're going to do something crazy that this means that it's not going to line up.
Yeah.
Mm. But I guess you can, if you have her kill Chris Hemsworth, what's his name? Dementus.
Dementus, yeah.
If you, oh yeah, Warlord Dementus, if her and a Morton Joe sort of team up, or even her and some of the war boys team
up. Yeah, yeah. Mm.
And then she kind of like joins a Morton Joe. And we know a Morton Joe's bad.
But they
but
don't.
In the movie, he hasn't really done anything.
Yeah. I think in a Mad Max setting, you don't necessarily have to be like, he's secretly bad. You could just be like, it's this or die.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? Yeah.
I mean, like, Max isn't good either.
No.
Yeah. So it could be like, because I guess, you know, if Dementus, like, he's a warlord, right?
Yeah.
So I guess he's like one of the other, you know, leaders.
Yeah,
sort of
true.
And so it could simply just be like, oh, yeah, they're the one that took Furiosa.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, well, there she wants to get, you know, go up against him, that kind of thing. And then, Morton Joe is just like, well, I'll happily back that power play.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you do that, then I get more territory.
Yeah.
Sick.
And you can live a, you know, fine life under my command, have fresh water, which is sick.
Yeah.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Like, the deal with the devil there.
Yeah.
That it was like, well, I'm getting rid of that devil I know and make a deal with you. And, you are also terrible.
And I think you can have a thing where Furiosa can be like, well, I've joined him. I internally know he's a bad guy. But if I got to work my way up to getting back to the green place, I'm just going to have to, live this life for a while.
Mm.
And then it's like, well, by the time of Fury Road, she's ready, basically. Yeah. She's ready to make the drive home.
It could be like, where she starts, got to be like, heart of stone.
Yeah.
You know? She's got to learn to be like, I got to close off my emotions and be a bit like, I can't be soft in this terrible
world. Absolutely. Well, yeah, I think that's going to be the sort of character arc. It's like, I'm so scared because what the fuck, but I got to build myself up to be tough and fight the war
boys. And it could be an end where, like, it's like, okay, well, I could do perhaps the noble thing, the right thing, the morally correct thing, but that is going to lead to either uncertainty or death or whatever, or I can maybe do the morally incorrect thing or the morally bad thing where I know that at least I will survive to fight another day.
Yeah.
I'm going to choose that
because in the wasteland, you don't have another choice, really. Yeah.
I can't, not everything is, wrapped up in a nice, like, pretty bow.
Absolutely.
I can't do that. And I need to, if I do this,
sure,
we have the higher ground in terms of, like, have the moral ground here, but we will die.
Yeah.
And I can't, I want to survive.
Exactly. Survival's the main thing.
So just go that way.
Yeah.
I think
that's great. I love the way the Mad Max movie, like, it's awesome to think about Mad Max Fury Road, how the ending for Max in that is just,
he's
in a crowd, he gives her a nod,
fucks off.
That's awesome.
Also, I think like it's kind of hard to predict what's going to happen because we're used to seeing movies that make sense.
Yes.
And George Miller is a crazy man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I found that quote you were looking for for Happy Feet 3.
Yeah.
A reporter was like, hey, George Miller, Happy Feet 2's made a lot of money. Sure, you're looking forward to, you're going to make a third one. And he said, if you put a gun to my head and said, you have to come up with a story for Happy Feet 3, I'd say, shoot me. I would have no idea. I would really have no idea. The stories creep up on you. You only have... And it's also funny because he's talking about Happy Feet.
Yeah.
You just have to allow the stories to come and then they get in your head like little earworms and they won't go away. We'll do it if it's a fantastic movie. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. The only way you can do it, it has to be authentic. I really wanted to make this film better than the first one. Otherwise, at my age, what's the point? You really want to make it better. If something comes up that's really exciting, I can convey that enthusiasm to other people, then yeah, there will be a third one.
That's great.
He's talking about Happy
He's
Feet.
He's like, unless the muses take me, you're not getting a Happy Feet 3.
Hey, you're probably wondering how you ended up here.
I am. Often. How the hell did I do it?
How did you do it? And you're like, what's going on? Where am I? And I'm here to say, tis the season for a fresh cut.
Whoa. Now, we talking head or nuts?
We're talking nuts because the season of a fresh cut is finally here with the sponsor of today's show, Manscaped.
Fantastic.
The leaders in below-the-waist grooming, nuts.
Yeah, nuts.
Have just launched their fifth-generation performance package to help you. That's
me?
Both... The royal you, listeners, and you, Jackson Bailey.
The not unroyal you, me.
Avoid another silent night in the bedroom this year.
Oh, no.
Take care of your special snowflake. With the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra and watch your South Pole shine like never before.
Holy mackerel.
Get the best stocking stuffer of all by going to manscaped.com and using the code BASELESS, BASELESS, for 20% off plus free shipping. Mr. or Mrs. Claus will thank you.
I'm making love to them both.
Yeah, that's fair enough. And also encouraged.
And they can look at you and be like, damn, Jackson. You're smooth.
You're hairless like a seal.
You're probably wondering if it's good to be called a seal. But you're also probably wondering, well, what does the Performance Package 5.0 include?
I do need to know this.
Because it includes a load of bonus things.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Starting with the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra, this is the crowned jewel of the holidays. And dare I say... The best ball trimmer of all time.
Whoa, I'd agree with that.
The electric razor's advanced skin-safe technology is a lifesaver and known for reducing nicks and cuts on Santa's sack.
It's stressful to shave your nuts.
It is.
It's shaving a sphere is tricky. It's tricky mathematically.
And ball skin moves.
Yeah,
and like,
ball skin.
And there's wrinkles.
Yeah.
And there's droopage.
Yeah. It's hard to do.
And there's shrinkage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, dude. My nuts get tiny.
Yeah. Or huge.
Or huge, depending on the season.
Yeah. And the fun doesn't stop there, because if anyone in the family has too much scruff, you can look no further than Manscaped's Beard Hedge Pro Kit and Handyman Electric Face Shaver for all of his facial hair needs.
You say, hey, uncle, my nuts are hairy, I use this. Your face is hairy, you use this.
Yeah. Hey. Like, Dad, you got nasty nose hairs. And I'm like... Child, be nice to me.
I am your father.
I am your father, what the hell?
Yeah. Don't worry, because you can save the day with the Weed Whacker 2.0 nose and ear hair trimmer. Something that I use.
Me
because
too.
My nose hair is nasty.
You know what's starting to get crazy for me? Ear hair.
Yeah.
I'm getting ear hair like an old man, but it comes in handy. I get rid of it. You could never tell.
I couldn't.
You haven't told anyone.
Yeah, exactly.
And if your boxer game is weak, you can take care of your chestnuts with Manscaped's Boxers 2.0. They've
Holy
made new
moly.
Boxes.
Wow. That's crazy.
Featuring their signature jewel pouch to keep you calm, cool, and collected.
I think I'm wearing my Manscaped boxers right now.
Whoa!
They are very comfortable.
It's a hot day.
It's a hot day, dude.
Cool? Calm?
I got cool nuts. It's
awesome. Are they calm and collected?
My nuts are so relaxed, dude. They're in a zen-like state.
And if your nails have seen better days, Manscaped have you covered with the new Shears 3.0 Nail Grooming Kit.
That's
and if
awesome.
If this sounds freaking awesome to you, which it should, because it sounds freaking awesome to me.
Absolutely.
You can get 20% off and free shipping with the code BASELESS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code BASELESS, BASELESS. And say ho, ho, ho to a well-groomed mistletoe with Manscaped.
Mm-hmm. A lot of awesome.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Just hang it over someone's head and watch them kiss.
Kiss my nuts.
Kiss my Hey, babe, Merry Christmas. Kiss my nuts.
Yeah. They're smooth. And I think I mean, unless we're about to be severely disappointed by Furiosa, it doesn't. You're right. The movies we watch trailers for, it's like, right, when will Ant-Man turn off?
Yeah.
You know, that's what you're wondering. You're like, well, I know there's going to be something called the Kang War or whatever.
Yeah.
How's this build to that?
It's the producers, the execs from on high being like, well, make sure you include the scene where, Ant-Man just comes in and says, like, damn, you'll never believe I saw a Kang.
Yeah.
Make that make sense. Go on, director.
Yeah, exactly. Put it in your little movie.
Well, I did this, like, really heartfelt scene that was kind of inspired from when I was a child. I guess I can cut it.
Yeah, that's what would be fantastic. Thank you very much. Cut that scene.
Okay. Really the heart of the
also,
film.
Also, this character, we can't use them anymore.
No.
but
they were in the everything. Yeah, cut it all.
Get rid of them. You'll figure it out. Yeah.
Got this.
So it doesn't operate in the same rules.
And also, like, I just remember, like, did you see 3,000 Years of Longing?
I did,
No, I don't think
fucking
so.
Fucking crazy. Made no money. Yeah. Lost so much money, but they're like, George, who cares? You're back.
You're back, baby. So who knows what's going to happen in this movie? It could go in so many different directions.
Yeah.
I hope they visit Gastown because I just remembered in the comic I read, which is the Mad Max prequel, there's a Thunderdome Plus. So if we get to, in I think the Gastown, it would be awesome if we get a little Thunderdome reference. I'd be happy for another Thunderdome.
Yeah.
I think they were like, in the original Thunderdome, two men entered, one man left. In Thunderdome Plus, 100 men enter, but still one man leaves.
Fortnite.
They're playing Fortnite.
I found out the other leader of the town. So there's the bullet farmer, Morton Joe, and the people eater, played by John Howard, not our former prime minister, who's a sack of shit and a fuckwit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Actor John Howard.
Actor John Howard from Always Greener.
Oh, yeah.
Blue Heelers?
Could be.
I think so.
He's got gout, right? The people eater. He's got like that huge gouted up leg. Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah. There's maybe a kid washing it. John Howard. That's crazy.
Yeah, John Howard's good.
He's good.
I like
the
how,
one John Howard. I fucking hate the other John Howard.
A sack of shit,
he banned guns. Yeah, he had to. Anyone would have in that point.
Hey.
Everything else he did was fucked up. He tried to bring back white Australia in the 90s.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude.
God, I heard him.
Yeah, but hey, you know, he stopped the boat.
Someone hugged him whilst holding a screwdriver?
Yeah.
Wish it went into his head.
Yeah. Oh, big time, dude.
He fucking bowled for. He was meeting somewhere. I'm gonna guess it was like either India or actually probably would have been India. Mm. Anyway, he was asked to like bowl a cricket ball, and he fucked that up real bad, embarrassed everyone.
Well, yeah.
God,
he's not an athletic man.
He's not an athletic man at all. You know what's that? Oh, we're gonna we'll use some like cropped images to really help win an election. Good shit.
You love to see.
I hate you, John Howard.
Unless you're the actor. There will be no GST. There's a GST.
There'll be no GST.
Remember when our stupid prime ministers had stupid voices?
I know, dude.
I will not apologize for anything. It happened. I wasn't there.
He sounded like the kangaroo from Blinky Bill.
Yeah.
He did. Or like a Australian Muppet.
Yeah. Mr. Howard, sir, I understand that, yes, you were directly not responsible for the, I guess, you know, colonization and the atrocities that happened there.
But you do represent.
But currently you are representing Australia. Maybe would you like to apologize?
Yeah. No.
No, I would not.
Okay. Cool, dude. It's literally a word.
Okay. You could just. Anything?
Nope, not happening?
No.
John Howard's
I refuse.
Yeah.
I refuse.
We did have a prime minister with a fucked up voice for a little bit. Then Tony Abbott came on the scene.
He's good.
As well.
Yeah.
Eating a fucking onion like a fuckwit. What's wrong with that man?
I don't know.
He was going to hit by a semi-trailer at one point, though, and that would have been awesome. Imagine waking up to that news.
But to his credit, he did help the fires when the bushfires were happening.
That's true. Helped the fires.
So see, terrible people can do one good thing.
They can do one good thing.
Unlike Morrison, fucked it all the way down.
I don't. He did no good thing.
Jacked his dick to the bushfires is what he did.
Yeah. Then blamed his wife.
That's right.
Hey, why weren't you there? My wife.
All right.
You know Borat?
Prime Minister Borat?
My wife.
She booked a plane trip.
Very good. We need a prime minister brave enough to do Borat jokes at us. In times
Morrison,
of great
a lot
distress.
Of people died. There was a lot of...
King of the castle.
We understand you are king of castle, Morrison. You fucking...
It's good to do, like, a big Bible section and also a big Australian Prime Minister section.
Just cover for the pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on Turnbull. You weak shit. You could have done something.
Oh, my God.
I'm actually slightly left-leaning, but I've snuck into the leader of the party.
Maybe
I'm spineless as shit.
Yeah. Hey, you know how you're the Republican Party, as in, like, to us become a republic, how you kind of led that charge back when Howard was like, oh, what did you get? And you coward.
Okay, cool.
Oh, now that you have no power, you're coming out against me. Oh, how brave of you. Oh, big man. Oh, Murdoch is bad now. Oh, you think?
When I could have done something about it, I didn't think about it. But in hindsight,
maybe I should have done something.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I shouldn't have done something, Dad.
He's like, maybe someone should
somebody
do
should
something.
Really get on that.
Oh, yeah. You didn't think to do that when you had pet? No! You wouldn't hold on to that? They would never betray me. I'll do exactly what they say. Guess what, cunt? How's that knife feel? You fuck!
When was the last time our country was run in any way good?
What's his name?
Bob Hawke?
Yeah, Bob Hawke.
Bob Hawke.
Gillard?
Gillard
she did pretty good.
Unfortunately, and this is going to be a problem with no matter who I list, every politician is a career politician.
Yes, that's true.
And therefore, all slimy wound.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Gillard did something.
Gillard did a lot of good stuff. Like, Gillard put a lot of stuff through as well.
Yeah.
It's just.
There was like one big area where it was like really.
Is it marriage equality?
She came out and she's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Because, like, and her whole thing was like, well, I'm in a de facto relationship. Yeah. I don't give a shit.
No,
and
there
was
like
maybe I shouldn't have said that.
That was a bigger deal.
I guess I should have thought about it from not
other
my
people's perspective. Yeah.
You can look it up because I can't remember exactly, but I feel like this is like kind of what I mean. She like took like a big shit on the homeless problem or something
Yeah,
she did something like that.
Yeah.
And it was around the same time as the misogyny speech.
Yeah.
So it was like very much like, hey, I'm actually doing good. And look at this big thing I did. And look at this little thing that I passed.
Yeah. Don't look at that.
Yeah.
It was
actually,
awesome when she yelled at
Tony. Our best prime minister was the one who got lost at sea.
Harold Holt.
I went to where he went missing, like semi-recently.
Like, how do you do it?
Did you have a look?
Yeah, I did. Like, there's like a little monument.
No, as in like, did you have a look for him?
Yeah, I was scared in the sea.
Harold.
But like, it's not, I don't know how he.
He's whips, man.
Yeah.
At the sea.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
That's so fucking crazy.
Yeah,
imagine
man,
it happened today.
Like, yeah, and you get like, underwater, like,
the sea's so dangerous,
dude.
It's
so scary.
It's so
why people were afraid of it back in the day and now currently.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Can you
imagine, like, again, look at all, like, the writings of that with, before they, like, found a good beach.
All the
stuff from the UK were like, oh, the sea's terrifying.
The
sea's horrible.
Full
of mermaids.
You
don't want to go in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Terrifying and storming.
There is something very extremely surreal about standing where Bob Hawke went. Not Bob Hawke.
where Bob Hawke drank that yuck.
Yeah. It's surreal. It's beautiful. No, standing where. Who went missing? What was his name?
Harold Holt.
Fuck,
just
I said it before. But yeah, standing where he went missing is something very strange about it. It's eerie, I think.
Yeah.
Everyone should do it.
I wonder if Harold Holt was a cunt.
Whitlam?
Probably.
Whitlam,
I think, was good.
He was good.
That's,
but asked by the Governor General.
Yeah,
which is usually a sign you're doing something good if you're getting too big for your boots.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, was that their second or third run at him as well?
Yeah, they were out for it.
Was
he also leading the, hey, we should be a republic charge?
I think he was.
I think there was the the Queensland premier who got like, raided, and he was there hovering over like a bin that was, he was just like throwing files in as he torched them. And he was like, I'm just cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, Holt was a cunt.
He was
like, I'm all the way with LBJ. Send our boys to Vietnam, baby.
Gotta stop the spread of cum.
Any speech from Harold Holt is funny if you imagine it ending with him getting sucked off by the rip. Send the boys to Vietnam.
Where'd he go? Well, it was a submarine.
Yeah, I reckon the Chinese
got him. I think, yes.
I think he just got by nature.
I think he just swam so like a fuckhead.
Uh-huh.
And he was like a fucking politician in the 60s, so he's probably pissed off his fucking head.
It's crazy to look at, like, how, I mean, yes, we are. Oh, I was going to say, how is Australia not a joke to other countries? I think we are.
The problem is we've become a joke in a not cool way, because at least when we were like, because people were like, oh, Australia, laid back and awesome. No, we suck now.
We're a country of cops, baby.
Yeah.
It's no good.
What's what was the guy that the leader of the Nationals, and then he knocked up his staffer? The one that tried to kill Johnny Depp's dog?
What's his name?
Him.
What is his name?
I know what you mean. Who you
Barnaby Joyce.
Yeah, Barnaby Joyce. Yeah.
I love every like time he went on the news and he was like, he's so drunk right now one's saying anything. Like, that man is so red.
Yeah. He is like a huge alcoholic.
Absolutely. Like, massively.
He was so very clearly drunk and like he'd had a couple of tinnies and laid in the sun. And it's just like, why is anyone listening to this man even giving him any power? I don't understand.
Yeah, it's the same with
I respect him. I'm going to give him my vote.
What's the other fucking guy?
Which one?
Any time on that guy.
Oh, Bob Catter.
Bob Catter.
Another fuckwit.
Let every blossom bloom.
Yeah, he's like...
100 blossoms bloom.
But I spend it time!
Because people get killed by crocodiles.
So if you haven't seen, it's one of our... MPs.
Yeah.
Up north.
Yeah, he's a far north Queensland MP.
Talking about...
Which is, if you're unfamiliar with Australia, and look, I know that we've got... listeners that are probably from there, but it is, for lack of a better word, that's pretty much the redneck Australia area.
Sun is too hot.
It's in their brain.
It's in their brain.
Yeah, but it's also incredibly conservative to the point of like,
massively.
Like it goes into like, how are you even thinking?
Yeah.
Like you're feeling doesn't even really make, like, you know, like the policies where you're like,
yeah,
what
like, is, why would you be doing that in the year of our Lord 2023?
Yeah, but it's like, even like, what is the benefit for you outside of just hatred?
Yeah.
So that kind of thing.
We had like some friends, I think they did like some like farm work up that way or like whatever it was. And they came back and were being like, it's crazy. They're like old time racist, but like to Italians.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's like, how are you going to be racist to Italians?
Have you seen pasta? What the fuck's going on?
It's like, they joined the white club in Australia in the 60s.
That's crazy.
It was to do with the marriage equality.
Yeah, so he was also way into marriage equality because there was a referendum here of like,
should we do it?
Again, our fucking politicians are cowards.
Cowards. And it's like, I highly recommend hunting down the clip because you watch a man's face change.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He looks like two different guys.
It's like he gets possessed by the devil.
Yeah, because he's just, like,
I don't know.
Look, it doesn't bother me. Let a thousand blossoms bloom. But I ain't spending any time on that.
He's a fucking maniac. It's awesome.
And then that motherfucker has come out recently and been like, I don't want dead Britain people to be on our currency. It should be Australians. And I'm like, I agree.
Even fuckwits are right occasionally.
So once again.
What's that classic, the fucking, is it an Onion article or
it's a Batuta Ravikant article. Yeah. The worst guy you know
makes a good point. Yeah,
once again, you're like, all right.
Okay.
He's done. Yeah.
What if everyone in politics, especially in Australia, it seems, just took their one big idea, put it together, and then it looks like, it's like, okay, so these are all, we'd be super progressive again.
Yeah. It's true, dude. The country's a fucking mess.
No one's brave anymore. That's why I was just looking at Gough Whitlam. I was like, what did he do? He ended conscription and he was just like, fuck that.
Yeah, so Whitlam was ended conscription. He's the one that was also like, free university.
Yeah.
And it was like, let's do education, I think. And then as soon as everyone underneath that was like, no, let him pay.
Make him pay.
Didn't you? Hang on, wasn't your higher education free, right? You kind of did that.
Yeah, but
the kids these days don't know how hard it is. They
work
lazy.
For a living, dude.
He also eliminated sales tax on contraceptive pills. He was just fucking going out swinging. He was like, fuck yeah, we're
doing
everything good.
I'm doing whatever I can before I go.
Yeah.
See, now...
Thank you, Kerr.
Yeah.
Shit.
We should have gone all in on Clive Palmer's second Jurassic Park.
The worst guy you know has got a good point. Is Clive Palmer dead? I feel like he should be.
Or did he make... Well, the two things I remember Clive Palmer were going to do is he was going to make a Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
And a Titanic 2.
Yeah.
But I don't think he...
I don't think he's dead, but I think he's covered for a heart attack.
Yeah. You know?
I don't think that man lives a stress-free, non-hedonistic life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like even fucking Bob Hawke, he brought in Medicare.
Yeah. 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 I don't know what happened, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Country got worse.
Country got worse.
I feel like this is also good context for watching a Mad Max movie.
I think so too.
To be like, this is the country that fell to this. I think that you can, you know, that works.
Yeah. This is what happened when we got rid of Medicare. Yeah, this is what happened exactly. When co-pays came back.
Yeah.
Because it was it Abbott that was just like, I think we should look at the American way of doing.
Yeah, you're trying to introduce the basically American healthcare system.
And we're like, no!
Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Are you fucked in the head? We're scraping by as it is, man.
It's like, we're pretty good. There are other countries that were better than us, but we're doing it pretty good. So why don't you shut up?
Comparatively.
Eat your onion again.
Yeah, eat your spring onion. It wasn't even a spring onion.
Yeah, it was a straight up full-on brown onion.
It was a full-on brown onion.
Yeah, hey, like an apple. Skin and all.
It's fucking crazy.
And this
dude.
Shows you how far we fell. Yeah. Fucking in 2011, there was a survey, which was the best government? 50% of the fuckwits asked, Howard. But then Keaton, Hawke, Rudd, Gillard. So everyone that's left-leaning, I guess, split their vote. Yeah. Where everyone that's right-leaning was like, oh, that one guy
the
I remember?
The guy with the funny eyebrow.
Howard wasn't in power for so long.
He's a longer-serving prime minister.
He just became like almost a point of like nostalgia.
Yeah.
You know how hey, bring it back to the show.
Yeah.
You know how everyone's being like, hey, that movie that sucked, maybe it was good?
Yeah,
it's
that's
just basically
true.
The same shit to be like, oh, things aren't what it was like when I was younger.
Yeah.
I guess that the guy with the bushy eyebrows and funny voice is in power. He must have been doing something right.
I would just like to take this moment while we're talking politics and we've already stepped into the most dangerous territory this show's ever been into.
Yeah.
I was so worried that was going to happen when Henry Kissinger died.
Yeah.
And shout out to the Rolling Stone, a website that's usually entirely spineless and has no opinions about anything they're writing about, coming out and being like...
War criminal dead.
Was it Henry Kissinger, war criminal, loved by America's ruling class, finally dies.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
And the whole article's like, hey, you know the biggest mass murderer and how everyone fucking hates him? This guy killed 100 times that amount of people.
Absolutely.
Oh, but he won a Peace Prize, a Nobel Peace Prize for... stopping the war that he kept going.
That he,
because he was in that position to stop it, but then went no because he wanted more political power.
Yeah.
And look, let's just read the quote that everyone's heard a million times now. By God, it never stops getting good. And this is Anthony Bourdain on Henry Kissinger. Once you've been to Cambodia, you'll never stop wanting to beat Henry Kissinger to death with your bare hands.
That rocks.
He said that in his cookbook. Like, I'm not even joking. That's in one of his books.
That's so funny.
Like a foreword. Fair. Oh. Fair.
Well, that's, I agree, and time to make spaghetti.
Mad Max, I hope it's awesome.
I'm really excited for it. It's probably the only movie I'm excited for. I think that's fair to say.
Yes. It looks good. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. It's going to be great.
It's also smart of us to sneak this episode in right before we take a break in a couple of weeks, presumably.
Yeah.
Just, what feedback? Didn't hear you. Sorry, we're on holidays.
Sorry.
Come again?
I've lost my ears.
Out of office.
Just post the episode. Do not disturb on. Out of office on emails.
Hey,
Wood Elf, if you're listening to this episode, whatever we've said, not controversial. Don't worry about
it. Don't worry about it. Don't even
and
stress.
If your email bounces.
It's fine. We're on holidays.
We're on holidays.
Lost our ears.
You gotta be nice to us.
Yeah.
And global war. I don't know what it's like up in America for you, Wood Elf, but global warming is really starting to be real obvious in Australia.
Yeah, you're feeling it.
It's 105 Fahrenheit tomorrow, followed by 60. It's our summer.
Can't wait to boil and then be a little chilly.
No, can't wait to cook, then actually boil because we're going to be wet and hot.
Yeah, it's like, 30 mils or something?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's
can't
awesome,
wait to
dude.
Be hot, then flooded.
You look at the temperature, you're like, 30 degrees. I can put in some washing. Then you look down to the rain. Never mind. Fuck my life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, some good news is that the studio in the house is
I'm hoping floodproof.
Hey, that's good.
Fingers crossed, dude.
Fingers crossed.
Because I think if it rains as much as it's meant to this weekend, it's going to be about 50 mil.
If this was this time last year, I think you would find me in a fetal position crying on the floor.
Yep.
This time, I'm not there yet. It still might happen.
It's still possible. The moment on the horizon.
I like move and put my foot on like a floorboard and it just comes up a bit, I'm like, you know, no. I'm going to.
Oh, dude.
Everything is going to be fine. And Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. Oh, yeah. Movies are back.
Movies are back, dude. Back,
and yeah, don't worry about the fact that in the news currently, studios in America are getting real scared because the holiday season is just going to deliver them nothing but pieces of shit and no one's going to come to the movies. Yeah. Don't worry about that. Movies are back.
It's going to be too hot or too cold or too wet, wherever you are, to go to the cinema.
And cinemas, just close down for a bit. You worried about your profits? Just shut for a bit.
Yeah, shut. Close shop.
Aquaman's coming out and no one wants to see it. The Marvels made under 200 million worldwide. Don't worry.
Don't worry about it. Those will get you down.
It's going to be awesome.
Furious is going to rock.
Yes, everything's going to be okay.
It, that'll fix it.
We're trending upwards. Yeah. As everything in this episode.
As a species.
The world's getting smarter and better.
That's what I'm hearing. Oh, dude. Yeah. That's what I'm hearing. Well,
it's gonna be a good 2024. That's what I can say.
Can I say thanks so much for listening to our movie review?
Thank you so much.
Pop culture news podcast.
Beautiful, beautiful movie review podcast. Yeah. If you want to go on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever, and you give us a beautiful 5-star and be like, thank you for keeping politics out of my movie shows. I appreciate it.
That's what we would love.
There's too much. Wokeness or trad wives or whatever the fuck you're complaining about in my movies these days.
That's what the review section's for.
Let
us know that we kept it out. And I'd just like to say again a really quick thank you to our sponsors this week, NordVPN and Manscaped. Thank you for picking this episode. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel. Shaver Prime Minister today.
And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS Boys. Our review section's open.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.